Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The center fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Blanchard. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bouton. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Jim Bouton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Lee Stang. And now, play ball. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Blanchard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first, with Bouton covering, for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson misplays the ball. That's an error on Richardson. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bouton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubek hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanchard hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mincher moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bouton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bouton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 1 in the game. Stang hits a fly ball into right field. Blanchard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Blanchard who is chasing the ball. Verhals reaches third base with a triple. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubek for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive towards first. Pepitone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanchard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Blanchard moves to second. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bouton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bouton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green pinch hits for Lee Stang. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Verhals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Blanchard who is chasing the ball. Verhals reaches third base with a triple. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 3 in the game. Kubek bunts towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 3 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pepitone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bouton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blanchard hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howard moves to second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lopez is walked intentionally. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roggenberg throws to second for 1, and Ver Alst throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Howard scores. Boyer moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Yankees. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bouton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bouton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Reed now playing right field. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mincher strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Gary Roggenberg. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.